We've been talking about the mansion tax. It would be remiss of me not to ask, did you see the agenda with Tom Bradby and Mylene Class giving your leader a pasting?
I really enjoy watching the agenda, but no.
But you didn't see it?
I didn't see it, no.
But you've heard about it.
Well, I was in Prime Minister's Questions today, where Ed Miliband brought it up in his question to the Prime Minister. So clearly it's been around for the last couple of days. So I know about it, yeah.
And what, I have to what say, do you, you make know, of the fact that he can get a pasting from a celebrity? And, I mean, it was sort of slightly squirming to watch.
Well, look, I've not seen it. I think she probably kept saying to him, you can't buy a garage in where I live in London for less than £2 million. And I think probably most people in the rest of the country will think, you know, a bit out of touch, really. I mean, you know,
what do
garage,
you make of the people who've been... I mean, a lot of your colleagues on Twitter have been having a real go at Mylene Class in quite a nasty way, actually.
I have never done anything nasty on Twitter myself, and I get lots of nasty abuse, and there's one word which is kind of step beyond. I only block people on the nasty word, so I think you should normally be able to conduct politics without being nasty. I've not heard any nastiness myself.
Rachel Reeves was on the programme yesterday, and she said, what planet is Mylene Class on? But what do you make of the fact that actually this has sort of caught on, not just in the media, but among normal people? They've sort of seen the clip on YouTube or whatever. And it kind of buys into this narrative that Ed Miliband is not quite up to it.
I think if Mylene Class is saying we need to make sure that poor pensioners don't pay the mansion tax, that's a good point. And I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. If she's saying, you know, poor people like me, pop stars and celebrities can't pay this mansion tax because we can't buy a garage for less than £2 million. I think probably people on YouTube are watching it more to see, to peer through the pane and the window pane to stare at a celebrity looking completely out of touch.
I thought you meant Ed Miliband's pane. But anyway, Simon in Birmingham has got a text. He says, when Ed Miliband, when you went on the agenda, it came to light that you hadn't been for a drink with him for a while. Have you rectified that? When was the last time you went for a pint? Who paid? What was ordered?
Look, we're far too busy trying to win the general election to have time for pints.
So you've not been for a drink with him since? You haven't rectified it?
I've had a drink.
I mean, Osborne and Cameron, they will go for a pint together or a glass of Chablis.
Do they? Which pub do
they go to?
Which pub do they go to for this pint?
I don't know, but they do go out socially, don't they?
Wasn't it because David Cameron left his kids in one?
Yeah, I'm not sure George Osborne was there. So you haven't been?
I've had a drink with Ed Miliband. I've had dinner with Ed Miliband, but we've not been to a pub.
When was the last time you had dinner with Ed Miliband?
Not for a few weeks. My iPhone with my diary in, my BlackBerry with my diary is not readily available to hand.
So it was that memorable.
I chatted with Ed Miliband a few hours ago, and I see him most days.
What did you chat about?
What did we chat about? Yeah. Mylene Class.
You did?
Yeah, of course we did.
Did you? What did he say?
Well, because David Cameron made a reference to it in Prime Minister's Questions, and we both decided that the NHS was in such a mess under David Cameron that we had to get some more money in. This mansion tax was a really fair way to do it. Mylene Class didn't think it was a good idea, but probably, you know, Mylene Class, who I like very much, may not be kind of, you know, in touch and have a finger on the pulse of the nation on this one.
Why do I doubt that's actually what you did talk about?